This week's shiurim are dedicated in memory of Toba Bas HaRav Yehuda Aleha HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is Vav Cheshvan.
Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we've been speaking about Kinuyim, we've been speaking about Yados, and we have a couple more blot here to the first parak of Maseches Nedarim. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Lachulin, Sha'ochelecha. If someone says, Lachulin. So let's read that with a patach. Lachulin sheochelecha. What does that mean? Lachulin. So we'll see. The Mefarshim explained it means not chulin. Lachulin. As if lo chulin. It shouldn't be chulin sheochelecha. That I'm going to eat. So if it's not chulin, what is it? It's kachim. So implicitly, one is saying that it should be like a carbon, what I eat of yours. La chulin, carbon, sho'ochelecha. Or, lo kasher, it shouldn't be kasher, velo dachi, or it shouldn't be pure, it shouldn't be tahor. Tahor, the Rishonim explained, there shouldn't be a lo before that too. Right? It shouldn't be all of these items. That is category number one. We'll see, the Ron explains, there are three categories of Lashonos that are mentioned in our Mishnah. The first one are these items that inherently are kosher, are good, and I say lo, so I say that that means it is usser. Says the Ron, how am I sure that that's what the person meant? Maybe the person just wasn't being so medakdek, he meant licholin, not lochulin. How can I be so sure that that is what he meant? Says the Ron on the bottom of the Amud, v'chi tema, alo usser mishum isser kamar, v'lo mishum neder, Fahavile, you're not sure what he's mentioning, so why do you answer? He answered it in a little different way, but the Ron says what he says throughout this sugya, three words on the top of the next amud, stam nedarim lahachmir. Stam nedarim, if you know he's answering something and you just don't know exactly what he means, so we're gonna say lachomra, because that's what you assume the person is doing here. He's not saying something is mutter that wouldn't be needed. So that is why the Ron says here a number of times throughout this sugya, stam nedarim lahachmir. So that is category number one of Lashonos of the Mishnah. Category two, vitamei nosar upigol usser. Also, if somebody says, looks at an item and says, tamei or usser, without saying anything else, so that itself is usser as well, because those things are inherently a problem for me, and therefore, comparing the mutter item to that item creates isser. This is the first time we're having the concept. We mentioned it back on Daf Beis, the concept of hatfasa. That's going to come up a lot in the second parak. By a neder, not only can I say something is usser to me directly, this is like a karbon, this is usser, but I can connect it to another item and basically compare, just like that is usser to me, so to this. So if I'm calling something nosar, it's not really nosar, it's not left over. If I'm calling something pigol, a lot of discussions of pigol in Meseches Zvachim and Menachos, pigol where I think that I'm going to do an avoda or eat something out of the proper time, so that item now is an iser kares if I eat it. So if I compare something to that, so it's usser also. That is category number two. The Ron says, if you look on the next Amud, when he goes through each of these categories, even without a comparison letter, even without a comparison word, in the first category where I'm talking about something mutter, I have to have the negative. Lo chulin, lo tahor, lo kasher, to make it usher to me. Number category two is I just say the item, because the item itself is a davar ha'asur, and therefore, or davar hanadur, as we would call it, it relates to a carbon which was created by a person, and therefore that itself is usher. We'll read the Ron after. We go through all three categories. But the third category is ki imra. Here we have a ki, we have a like. Like this thing should be to me like a sheep. Ki'imra, like a sheep. How do I know what sheep we're talking about? Well, there are unique, special type of sheep. The Mefarish says, mashma keves tamidin. Well, what type of sheep would you be talking about if you're not, if you don't specify what you mean? Right? Which type of sheep? So mistoma, that's what we mean. We mean keves tamidin. Or the Tosfos here says, inami, maybe it means the sheep of Avram Avinu. Wow. Right, the Akedah. See, that's what it means. Ki Imra. But either way, we think Imra means some type of carbon. Ki Dirim, or deer is an area where animals are kept. I compare it to a deer. Ki Eitzim, like the eitzim, like the wood is, that is brought on the ma'aracha in the Beis HaMikdash, ki'ishim, like the fire on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, ki'mizbeach, like the mizbeach, ki'heichal, ki'Yerushalayim, like all of these items. What do we think it means? We think it means the items, the karbanos that are brought in the heichal, the karbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim. That's what we assume that this lashon means. So all these are good enough words for to teach me a neder. Noch nadar be'echon mikol misham shei mizbeach. If I make a neder regarding any of the kalim that are used regarding the mizbeach, the Yerushalmi says, Tosas quotes it like the machta, the shovel, any other item used. Ava bichelo hisker carbon. I raise a neder b'carbon. Even though if I didn't mention carbon, I just mentioned the items used. So that's a good enough of a comparison, and it is usser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If I leave out the kaf, I just say Yerushalayim. I have an item in front of me, and I say Yerushalayim. So that doesn't work without the kaf, lo amar klum. Because that is not enough of a connection. We'll see more in the Gemara about what Yerushalayim means. So, just to summarize, the three categories of types of Lashonos that we have in the Mishnah. The Ran says on the next Amud, if you look in the middle of the skinny lines of the Ran, on the top of the next Amud, it's about 15 lines down. V'tana demas nisan tlas dine tani. The Tana of our Mishnah has three categories. The kol hechashu mazkir shame shemashma uso leheter. Wherever I mention something that inherently is mutter, right, chulin or kasher. So sarav sheyazkir b'tzchilaso lamid bepatach. I have to say a la umitzar dimichla lava tashabayahein. Through the negative, I say the positive. If what I eat from you shouldn't be chulin, so I'm saying it should be a carbon. And that is category one. That's how you make it aser. Category two. V'kol heicha shemazkir shem shehu more iser v'shayach b'kachim. If I mention something that is connected to an iser and it's shayach and karbanos, like tamei pigel nosar, those items don't really, even if something that's tamei, if it's chul and tamei, okay, so what's bad about it? If I'm tamei, I'm still allowed to eat it. So I think the word tamei is also referring to a karbon or pigel or nosar. Ubahani lo shayach lamed psucha b'tchilasa. There you don't need the lamed. Adaraba I amar luhu balamed ikal meir de la hatera kamachave. If I say not pigel, la pigel, that's going to ruin it. Ubahani nami. And these two, af agav de lo amar behu kaf hadimyon mitzuri. Even if I don't have the kaf, I don't compare it. I just call the item tamei. I call it pigel, so that is good enough to create for a neder. That is category two. And finally, the third category, the third to last medium line, v'hadr tani ke'imra kedirim ke'etzim, tahani kulu, ein shmon mora al shem iser. Sheep, if I just say sheep, if I just say wood, so that's not exactly the same as nose or pigle, so that is why there I need the kaf hadimyon. There I need like wood, like sheep, so then that's good enough for it to be a lashon of a nether. Okay, those are the three categories in our Mishnah. So some suggest there, if you look in the Mefarish, here in category one, we have one word, lachulin, and the Ran and the Ritva and the others explain it's as if it's a patach, and it's one word that says lachulin. Other Rishonim, the Mefarish here says, no, really the first category should be used, read as two words. There's two words, Lamed Aleph, that's what was said. Lo Chulin, Lo Kasher. That's how you read it. Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how to understand the Mishnah. I saw one suggestion of the Achronim. Maybe it has to do with the different pronunciations of the Chachmei Svarad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. If you look in the Chachmei Svarad here, the Ran and the Ritva and others, so many Svaradim, their Havara, their pronunciation, is what we would call a Kametz and a Patach are the same. Right? They say Ah. So that's why saying La Chulin, that's good enough to say La, that means Lo Chulin. You don't need the two words, that's what, there's no difference between the pronunciation. Others who have different pronunciations, it's connected to, they try to connect like the Mefarish, which Mestama was from somewhere in France, in Rashi's world, even though it's not Rashi, so maybe it would be connected to the different pronunciations. That was the suggestion of one of the Akronim. Once we're on the topic of pronunciations, is there a right and a wrong way to say certain things? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, even if there is, if there are, is a large group of Jews that pronounce it in a certain way, that itself gives it significance. And one doesn't have to and shouldn't change their havara. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, in Arachayim, Chelek, Gimel, Simin, Hey, Be'inyin Shinui Ha-Havaros, Im Yecholim L'Shanos Olo. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here in 1969 to a rav in Milwaukee. Vihine, Bidvar Shinui Havaros Bein Anshe Ashkenaz Ubein Anshe Svarad. Vadai, says Rav Moshe, Ein Lashanos, Mehavara Shal Avosenu Shayakorin Bahavara Zu Alfe Shanim. Don't change it. And not only if you say that there's a machlokes ladina echlek gross, ela af im nema kidemistaver, shaleka plug to ladina, ushneim hayiksharon ladina. Says Mistama, they're both okay. Where would this come up? It might come up by chalitza. We have to do kriyas aparsha. It might come up by sota, by other cases. He says, Mistama, mashma, sheshtei havarot ksheirin, shalachin, af sheha isha eina yodas ela havara ashkenazis, orak havara svardis, ksheira chalitza. Doesn't matter which havara is used. Mikom makom. But Moshe says, I'll give it to you that Mistama, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, they only spoke one way. Now, at that point in history, there was only one pronunciation. Lo mistaver sha'avoseinu kishahayu kulam yachad shahaya ze achegalu b'churban arishon hayu medabrin b'havaros acheros. Until Churban Bayis Rishon, says Rav Moshe, mistama, they all spelt one way. They all had the same accent, whatever it was. He doesn't say which one it was. But he said they all had the same one. And he says, but once Jews went to different countries and were influenced by the way people speak in those countries, were part of those countries, the dialectic in those countries, so that affects the way we speak Lashon HaKodesh also. V'hu muchrach, says Rav Moshe, t'ha havaros mishunos b'miksas ika gamba havar Ashkenazes gufa. Even within the world of Ashkenazim, there are different ways to pronounce. It says, Bein b'medinos shonos, kemo, havaros anshe Lita, havaros anshe Poland, havaros anshe Ungarin, right? All the different places where Ashkenazic Jewry came from. Shekulanu b'nei Ashkenaz, shein lo merklal, shegam mitchilo hayu b'havaros miyuchados. Ela sheyesh is a shibushim b'makam echad, shenaseh b'rov hayamim mitzad havaros anshi medina b'lashonam, shenimshach memeil gam al havaros shalosh nakodesh. There was an effect, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to change it. Mikal makom vaday, you have to say chalitzos kol medinos ksheirim l'kulam, av sheyesh shinui gadol b'kriyas tevos, Kacha Yasef Va'od. Avshe Vadai Rachel Echameemu Kriya Amitis. Even only one of them is Kriya Amitis, but still they all have validity. Elavade Humitam Dineshav Gam Havara She'ena Kefisha Dibravo Seinu Kiva Shish Kahal Gadol Shakorin Kena Osios Vatevos Binikuda Shabalashana Kodesh. B'chashivas Lashon HaKodesh, shekshem l'dvarim shenerim b'Lashon HaKodesh, v'chulu. That's what he says. This is Rav Moshe l'shitaso. Even if there's only one, let's say, historically true way that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to Klal Yisrael, and all the other havarot are affected, but that's okay, says Rav Moshe. They all have halachic validity. Where else does Rav Moshe say this?
In the place where everyone is speaking.
If you're in a place where everybody speaks one way and you speak another way, I don't know, if it's a place where it's known that this is a melting pot, and there are many places that come, be it in the Galios, right, the melting pot of being an American in the 20th century, being in Israel in the now. You know, it's known that people immigrate here from all over. So I don't think, all the dialectics have, and all the havarot, all the accents have validity. Where else does Rav Moshe talk about this? In his Akdama to the Igros Moshe. That's where he talks about Elu ve'elu divri elukim chayim. If you remember, we've touched on this many times. And Rav Moshe says there, Rav Moshe talks about two levels of emes. Emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. Says Rav Moshe, there's one ultimate emes. Ultimate emes that they know in Shamayim. But if I go through the sugya with Yiras Shamayim and with Kovid Rosh, and I come to a different perspective, a different halacha, then what is said in Shamayim, that's also a level of emes. That's what's called emes lahura'a. Now, even though it's not, the goal is to get the emes lahura'a to the emes lamita, but even if it's not, it's still called the level of emes. There are multiple truths, multiple levels of truths in halacha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also writes this in Parshas Bereishis using his own words. Emes shamaimis and MS Artsis, right? Same type of concept. But again, that's the same idea. Ramoche says, even if it's an ultimate something, the other levels, the other ones, still have validity in whether it's talking about MS, whether it's talking about accents. So that's an important Ramoshe. Again, Chela Gimel Simin Hey. One other point on the Mishnah here: in the category three, one of the lashons that Shonas is used is I compare it to a sheep, to a deer, to wood, to fire. Keishim, I compare it to fire. What does that mean? Says the Shita Mukbeses, there's no me'ila by fire. There's no Isser Daraisa me'ila. If I benefit from the warmth of the fire on the Mizbeach, do I violate the Isser me'ila? Do I have to bring an Asha me'ilos? So ask the Shita Mukbeses, Ein me'ila b'shal heves. So says the Shita, it must be that, as we know, me'ila does apply by a shal heves if it's yeshlo ikker. If there is a coal that is creating the fire. So that's what you have to say. He quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, he quotes here, Mairi Bisha Kishal Heves Eish. The Avagav, the Shilhi Beitza Amrin Einen in Vein Moalin. Bisha Yesh Bagacheles Mairi. De Moalin. Kidemucha Chasam. You have to say there is a coal on the bottom that is, or else it will be a Davashayim Bamamish. It has to be a Davashayim Bamamish, so it has the coal. If you look at Tosfos here is a different shot. What does it mean, Kiishim? Hakarbonatzmo Kamar Ishe Reach Nichawach. The carbon can be called Ishe. It doesn't mean the fire. It means the carbon. Ishe, Reach Nichoach Lashem, that's referring to the carbon. We know there is, once we're on the topic of fire, there is a mitzvah daraisa, to have fire on the Mizbeach. There's a mitzvah, asay, and a losa asay. The Sefer Achinuch says, a mitzvah kuf lamed beis, in Parshas Sav, lahav ir eish al ha-mizbeach v'chol yom tamid. There's a mitzvah daraisa to light fire on the Mizbeach, sheneemar, eish tamid tukar al ha-mizbeach, Uba Pirishal Tamid Klamar, Lahasimbo Eitzim Baboker Ubainar Abayim. There's a mitzvah to add wood. That's how the fire stays. And the Gemara says, Afal Pisho Ha'esh Yoremin Hashemayim, even though there is a heavenly fire that comes down from heaven, mitzvah Lahavi Menahedyot. It's a mitzvah for me to cover that up. There's a miracle. Hashem doesn't need me. The Eish is Yoremin Hashemayim. Still, there's a mitzvah Lahavi Min ha-hedyot. That is the mitzvah d'araisa. And the Chinuch says, even though, al yikshe alecha, 2 points. Number one, even though you don't really need this mitzvah, because there's mitzvahs of karbanos. So if there are mitzvahs of karbanos, then you obviously have to light a fire to do the avoda and burn the karbanos. So you don't really need a separate mitzvah to light fire. It's more of a hechsher mitzvah, says the Chinuch, but no, that's the point. There's a separate mitzvah. It's not just the hechsher mitzvah for karbanos. It is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, ki mitzvah zu b'fnei atzmaim, ki milvad eish, hatzarech l'karbon, hayuborim eish b'mitzvah l'mitzvah zu. That's why, on top of the Mizbeach, they wore at least, machlokas tanoim, but at least three pyres. Three fires. There was the fire that was in the middle, the major one, the tapuach, where the karbonos were burned. There was another fire that they brought coals for the ktores, and there was another fire for the eish tamid fire. Eish Tamid, to have the fire that was always there, specifically, l'shem the mitzvah. That's what the poskim quote. The Mishnah says this in Yuma and Dach Mem Gimel, that there were three fires. Shalosh Barachos, Shal Eish, Ha'osim, and Mizbeach B'chol Yom. Those were the three. But then the Chinuch says, the Shorish of the mitzvah, beautifully says, our job is to cover up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim sometimes. Because we have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through Nisim. Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Yadua Hadavar Beinenu, Ve'etzal Kol Chachamim, it is known amongst us, Ki Nisim Gedolim, Asher Yaso Hakel El Bnei Adam, B'tuvo Gadol, great Nisim that Hashem does for us, La'olam Yaseim Derech Seiser. He always likes to do them in a hidden fashion. V'nirim Ha'inyanim Na'asim Ksas, Ki Iluhem B'darchi Ateva Mamish, O Bekar of Lateva. It makes it appear, Hashem makes it appear, as if things are natural. Teva. Kumo, what's the greatest example of this? Kriyas Yamsuf. What did the Pasukim describe? Vayolech Hashem es hayom beruach kadim azah kol alayla, very strong easterly wind. Vayasem es hayom lelech harava. Vayibaku amayim. And you know what happened? The Mitzrayim were tricked. Oh, let's go! One of the most amazing Pasukim. As it goes, as it splits, they run after the Jews. Because Hashem always likes to cover it up. Because he wants human beings to see him. Not because it's obvious, but because they see him, even if it's not obvious. And therefore, v'amaskilim yavinu, ki inyan seser zeh l'ma'alas ha'adon, v'shiflas ha'makabel. Again, many examples of that. U'mizeh ha'inyan, this is one of them, tzivanu la'havir esh b'mizbeach, that's why we have a mitzvah to bring fire, afapi shesham yoreit esh min ha'shamayim, kidei lahastir ha'nes. Part of that is to make the nes hidden, lafi hadome, sho ha'esha yored, that's lo ha'isa niris v'yiridasa. Because as long as we brought fire, so then it wouldn't be visible. There are a couple of times in Tanakh where we know fire came down from Shamayim. The Chiddush quotes three times. There was a fourth time. Good question, why he doesn't quote it. He says, how do we know that fire comes down from Shamayim before we bring in the fire, it's all cover up? He says, number one, Nodav HaNaviyu. Fire came down from Shamayim. Right? Shmini lemiluim. Number two, by Gidon. If you remember the story in Shoftim, in Perek Vav, when Gidon wanted a sign from Hashem, and there was an Esh Ben HaShemayim. And Manoach, right? By the Malach, by Manoach, the father of Shimshon. He doesn't say one more. Eliyahu Navi, Bahar Carmel. That's one of the big famous ones. That's a good question why he doesn't mention that one, even though he mentions the other ones that are in Tanakh. So that's the mitzvah of being madlik esh. There is a question in the Achronim, lumdus wise. Is the mitzvah to light the fire? Or is a mitzvah, like what the Chinuch just say, how do we fulfill the mitzvah? By bringing wood. By bringing wood, I'm not lighting a fire. I am keeping a fire going. So it could be that the mitzvah is formulated as making sure there is fire. Not actually the maisa hazlaka, but sheyehei haner daluk. Like we quoted a couple of weeks ago, Halakas Neir Shabbos is both kavod, lighting, and oneg, having them lit. It's the result. So that is how some explain also the summary shown him, the Rambam, right? The Rambam's lashon is, sheyehei eish tamid, that there shall be. There shall be doesn't mean lahadlik. That's a different type of mitzvah. It's lihios. Mitzvahs asay, also in Hilchos Tamidin. Lihios eish yekuda ala mizbeach tamid. That it should be lit, that not that you should light it. That's the formulation of some of the Rishonim in terms of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiris. Hadlakas Ha'ish. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Savruha Mai. What do we think? Savruha Mai, what do we think the Pshat of the Mishnah means? Lechulin, lo lechulin lehevi. We interpret that. Either it is two words, or is one long word, as we said. It means lo lechul, right? My lechulin, lo lechulin levi. It should not be techulin el karban. We assume when the person says, "Whatever I eat from you should not be chulin." They're basically saying, "What I eat from you should be like a karban." So mani masnisan. So who is our Mishnah according to? E Rebbe Meir is like Rebbe Meir. Lesle bichlal avatashomayahein. Rebbe Meir does not say that you can imply things from the opposite. He does not hold that michlalav from the negative atashomayahein. You can imply the positive. He doesn't say that. Ditznan. Rebbe Meir says in a Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. Rebbe Meir Omer kol tnai she'enu kitnai bnei gadu bnei ruvein eno tnai. We know by tznaim one of the rules and regulations of tznaim mishpatei tznaim is according to Rebbe Meir tnai kafel. You have to say both. If it rains tomorrow, I will marry you. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I won't marry you. Right? If it rains tomorrow, I'll sell you my car. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, you have to say both. You don't just say one implies the other one. That's your Meir Shita. You don't say it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, so our Mishnah must not be going according to Rebbe Meir. Because what does our Mishnah say? It's not chulin what I eat from you. Okay, so how do you know the other? Only if you imply it. So Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. So is it true that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Meir? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, El Rebbe Yehuda he. Okay, it's Rebbe Yehuda. It's like Rebbe Yehuda. His opinion, Rebbe Yehuda, who is the Bar Plugta, who is the one who always argues, the Rosh says, with Rebbe Meir. So even though it's not Mefurish in Yonei Tznaim that Rebbe Yehuda argues, but the Gemara is suggesting that Rebbe Yehuda would argue on Rebbe Meir in this regard. Stop there for a minute. There is a question that we could ask. Are we comparing apples and oranges here? Rebbe Chanan, ask Rebbe Chaim. Rebbe Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim, Baba Basra, in Taf Lamed Zayin, asked Rebbe Chaim. I don't understand what the Gemara is doing here. Hilchas Nedarim and Hilchas Tznaim. Maybe the two can have different rules. By Inyani Tznaim, you make a Neder. So maybe that could have a very high standard. of what you need. There you'd have to be explicit. There you'd have all the different rules. You have the positive before the negative, and you have both Xeris HaKasev. Xeris HaKasev by Tanaim. Remember we had Xubis, the Tosfos that says all Tanaim is a Chiddush. That I can make a Tanai. I do something. I get married. Who says that I can make that dependent on something? Why should I be able to do that? That's the Chiddush of Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. But maybe, Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho. So maybe it should be limited. So Rabbi Chanan says he asked this to his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim. He says, V'sha'alti es kvod kadosh moreinu Rabbi Chaim alevi zatzal. V'eishav, and he answered. He answered that it must be the Gemara's assuming that the concept of Lav and Hain is a universal concept. A universal concept regarding Dibur. In Halacha, when I say something, can I imply the other way? That's what you have to say. Reb Chaim says it's a din of Dibur. It's not a din of Tanai or Neder. It's a din of Dibur Mefurash. De Plota de Michal Hain Atashomei Alav. He im Halav Nechlal Belashon Hain. Is the opposite included in your statement? That's the Shaila. V'yim kein, kisha omer ahein l'chud, havi ki'ilu omer ahein v'halav, umemela havi kafu. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. If I say one, the other one's also said. There's nothing about implying. It's that if I say one, I also said the other one. It's considered, it's nechlal in that dibor. V'idach man da'amar svir alei, and Rabbi Meir holds no. Da'af sha'anu mevinim gamas ala midvarav. What Rabbi Meir's going to say, you don't imply it? Of course you imply it. It's implied. Ramir agrees to that. But that's not good enough where you need Dibur Mefurash. Mikol makom eino bechlal lashono, v'lo mikri pirei shesalav, v'lo havidum yedibnei goda b'nei ruvein. So that's what Reb Chaim says here. If you look in the Inayim LaMishpat, he also says that without quoting this. The idea of, yes, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that on a, it's all a connected in terms of Dibur, even though we're comparing Nidarim and Tznaim, which you might have said is two very different contexts. You also might say another problem, the Rishonim asked that if you look in Kiddushin, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Meir is Mode, that you might not need these Tnaim, the double by Isurim. Isn't this Isurim? The context of a Neder? So all the Rishonim say, maybe it's a Isur Sheyesh Bo Mamon. It has a Mamon element too, and that is what determines. That is what the Ranier says, Nadarm Nami Mamona Isbahu, Tahainu Chefsa de Mitzar Ale. Right? They all ask, because Remeir agrees, in the Gemara Mesech HaShvuah Staf Lamed Vav, that by, Isurim. But he says, the Gemara says there that if there's any Mamon element, then he would still say his Shita. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda, that you go by what is implied. So one second, Ema Seifa, but the next line of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, remember we had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. If you say Yerushalayim, it's meaningless. What do you mean? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Umi the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. If the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisha must not be Rabbi Yehuda. Answer, Kul Rabbi Yehuda Hi. Really, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, V'achik Tani. And this is what you should add in a letter. Shet Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Right? It's the whole Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, V'chi Amar Ki Yerushalayim Lo Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzar. If somebody says, even with a kaf, does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'yotanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Ki Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Even with the kaf adimyon, it doesn't work. Acha yadur bedavar hakarev Yerushalayim. You have to be known there on something that is sacrificed in Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim itself. So kasha within Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara. Kula Rabbi Yehuda v'trei tanai alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's a machlokas of the later Tanaim, what Rabbi Yehuda meant. So what is the machlokas? Whether ki Yerushalayim works or not? Right, what else might it be about? Says the Mefaresh, says the Rosh. The machlokas is, how do we look at Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is a holy city. But does it have, and this is one of the suggestions of the Rishonim. Yerushalayim is a holy city. But, as we learned earlier, and we're going to learn at the beginning of the second parak, when I am matfis, when I connect something that I want to make usher with something else, what if I compare it to a pig? This should be usher like pig. So we already said that doesn't work. Because pig, Hashem says, is usher. I didn't create that Isser. I have to be matvis bedavar ha-nadur and not with a davar ha-asser. Not with something, I compare it to a carbon, because a carbon I made asser. I can compare it to pigul, nosar, because all those come from carbonos. What about Yerushalayim? is Yerushalayim considered a davar hanadur or a davar ha'asur? Did Hashem make that an Aaron Kadosh? There's definitely elements of both. But the question is, so what wins? What wins? That is the Ashayla. That's how Tosfos' formulation is. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says right here on the bottom left, he says, what's the Das Hano there? Daito lahafiz kemoshe Yerushalayim kadosh yoter mikol Eretz Yisrael v'lo davar hanodur. So you might say, well, Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim, the upkeep of Yerushalayim is supported by Chumas Halishka. So that's connected. That comes from something that was Hukdash. But on the other end, we know Yerushalayim, Hashem made Kadosh, even before everything, right? The Makam HaMikdash, Ela HaMakam HaSheYivchar. Hashem made that Kadosh. So that could be like a Dover HaHadAsur, not a Dover HaNodur. So it's how you look at Yerushalayim could be how exactly it is formulated. We know Yerushalayim has inherent Kedusha, the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, where the first parak goes through all the different levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael, walled cities, and then what's number three? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the third level of Kedusha, as it goes even further, Har HaBayis, and the Chel, and the Ezra's Nashim, and the Azara, goes all the way, but Yerushalayim has inherent Kedusha, the Mishnah tells us in Kalim. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Drash Moshe, we like to quote this in Parshas Vayeschanan, relating to the idea of living in Yerushalayim. Even if there are no more mitzvos in Yerushalayim, besides Maaser Sheni, there's an idea of being in Yerushalayim. Pashut, says Rav Moshe, Shagam mitzvah hi bishvil zela dur b'makam ha-kedusha, ashelo yizdamin lo v'kayim sham mitzvos ha-tuliyas ba'aretz. V'lachein, Gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mi b'shar Eretz Yisrael. We have this at the end of Tzubis. Af deleka mitzvahs atzliyas b'Yerushalayim. Lavan mitzvahs debay choma. Shekal adam shekishyesh lo mechuyav lavo. Nimsa she'etzam hadira eno maybe. Yes, our mitzvahs. V'rak mishul kedusha hi mitzvah. V'chulu, and he continues relating to that. But Yerushalayim has inherent kedusha. That's why there's a manda amah here that says, Ki Yerushalayim is not asur, according to Tosfos, because it's a davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nodur. What's the other day? The other day is that the Yerushalayim is supported and the upkeep is from Shiari Halishka. Right? It's from the Machsis HaShekel and the other collections that we were Machdish. So it is at root connected to a davar hanadur, and therefore that would be the machlokas. The Ron here says maybe it's just an umdana, what people mean. Do people have in mind the karbanos that are brought in Yerushalayim, or do people have in mind the rocks and the stones of Yerushalayim? It might just be an umdana and not a fundamental machlokas, but different days of in the Rishonim. Keep in mind the machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam Shita, in a number of places where the Rambam says that Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. He says that in halachic context. Sometimes if there's a halacha that only applies to Mikdash, for example, the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about blowing shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash. What does Mikdash there mean? So there are a number of places in Pirush Mishnayos, that's one of them, Maaser Sheni also, where the Rambam says that when the Mishnah says Mikdash, it means Yerushalayim. In all of Yerushalayim. That was the controversy in the mid-1800s where one of the Gedolim wanted to start blowing shofar in Yerushalayim, right, based on the Rambam, based on a riff, right, and they started all controversy. Can you rely on that? Yerushalayim is Mikdash, is an expansion. So can you do that? That was the discussion and the controversy at that time. Okay, let's continue. Oh, just one other point. The first word on this Amma that we read, Savruha, usually when you have that word in Shas, that's a Havamina. Savrua is usually going to be rejected. We just read the whole Amud, and it's not rejected. So again, the Rav Avraham Nahar here quotes Rashi. We don't have this Rashi. And the Ron also quotes it here, that Lishter Dinadar Mishuna. Again, another example of Mesechus Nedarim having an unusual type of language here, right? The Ron says, Hai Savrua b'maskana namikoi. It holds up even l'maskana. Okay, Viter. Tanya, on the top of the next Amud, Chulin, ha-chulin, ke-chulin. If somebody says, Chulin, the Chulin, like Chulin, Bein sha-ochelecha. So Chulin that I eat from you, that's for sure mutter. Chulin what I eat from you. Here's the Chiddush. Bein sha-lo-ochelecha. Chulin what I don't eat from you. What does that imply? Karbon what I do eat from you. But that also, mutter. The Braisa said that's also mutter, even though you might have implied otherwise. La chulin, or lo chulin, she'ochel lecha, it's not chulin what I eat from you, usser. So that's usser. So we'll have to see what the shita is. Le chulin, lo ochel lecha mutter. It is chulin what I don't eat from you, similar to the first lashon is mutter. So the Gemara says, Reisha mani, Rabbi Meir hi. The first line of the Braisa is clearly Rabbi Meir. De lesle mechal avata shomea hein. Why? Because what did the first line include? The first line included, it is chulin what I don't eat from you. So what does that imply? It is kachim what I do eat from you. That should be aser. Must be Rabbi Meir Shita. That you don't make those implications. You don't say mechal avata shomea hein. Eima seifa. But what about the next line? La chulin lo ochelecha. It's not chulin what I don't eat. Right? So, mutter, that's mutter. But for hatnan, why is that mutter? Look at the following shita, even according to Rabbi Meir. Le karbon lo ochelecha. It's a karbon what I don't eat from you. Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says that is usser. Meaning, what's the implication? It's a carbon when I don't eat from, it's not a carbon. It's la carbon lo ochelecha. It is a carbon when I do eat from you. So, even Rabbi Meir has some types of implications. The kashalon halesle mechalava tashomea hein. So, what does that mean according to Rabbi Meir? Va'amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, you know what that means? Naasek ke'omer. When a person says, le carbon lo ochelecha, how do we interpret it? As follows. As if somebody says, la carbon yehei. La carbon lo ochelecha, put a comma in between. It should be a carbon. And therefore, I'm not going to eat from you. That's how we interpret his words. La carbon yehei, lefichach lo ochelecha. That's how we interpret the Mishnah later on, and that's how Rabbi Meir says aser there. So ask the Gemara, so why don't you say the same thing in this Braisa? Hachanami, hachi ka'amarle. Why don't you say the same thing in our top Braisa? Lo chulin lehevei, lefichach lo ochelecha. Why don't you interpret it that way, and therefore it would be aser, even according to Rabbi Meir? So two answers given. Answer number one, Hai Tana Sava Lakrabi Meir Bachadu Paligalei Bachada. This Braisa doesn't say it's Rabbi Meir Shita. It's a Tana who holds like Rabbi Meir's opinion. And he holds like him in one way and not another way. Sava Lakavase Bachada to Lesle Mechalava Tashomea Hein. The Tana does not believe in implying Lashonos. And therefore, even though you said, it's Chulin what I don't eat from you, you don't imply Kachem what I do eat from you. Upalik alei b'chad b'karbon. And he argues, though, that you don't reinterpret his words like Rabbi Abba did on the Mishnah later on. So it's a different shita. It's not Rabbi Meir shita. Number one. Number two, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, maybe there's a difference in what was said. Was it a shva or a patach? Ha da amar lit chulin, v'ha da amar lo lechulin, or la chulin. If somebody says it with a shva lichulin, that means it should be chulin. That's what the Braisa was talking about. But here in the Mishnah later on, it's lachulin, like we interpreted the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and that's why it is a negative. Period. Lomaskana, what we paskin is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What are we paskin by bichlal lavat hashemei hain in all these contexts and by tznai kafel? There is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus that you require mishpatei atznaim. He seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchas Ishus, the elu hein arba dvarim shall kol tznai. These are the four things that every condition needs. Sheyei tznai kafel. Number one, it's got to be the double lashon. If yes, and if not. Number two, sheyei hein shelo kodim lalav. Positive before the negative. V'shi'etznai kodim l'maisa. You need the condition before the action. Meaning you need, if it rains, then I'll marry you. Not, I'll marry you if it rains. And v'shi'etznai dover she'ef shalokaimo. It's got to be something possible. Right, it can't be something impossible. On a condition that I get wings and fly like a bird. Right, that's not a good tznai. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to paskin like mishpatei tznaim, like you need tznai kafel. Other Rishonim argue already on the Rambam. The Ranier quotes, the Ramban and the Riff and others, that you don't need tznai kafel. We don't paskin that way. But if you look in the Rambam elsewhere, he does quote another opinion. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechia Umatana. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, he quotes there also, you need tznai kafel, but then he quotes his Rabbeim. V'rabosai horu, she'ein sarech lechpolas atznai, olahaktimein lalav, ela, bikidushin v'gitin bilvad. There is some of my Rebbeim, says the Rambam, that you only need Tanai Kafel by marriage and divorce. Gittin v'kiddushin. V'ein l'davar zeraya. And I don't know what that raya is, says the Rambam. So the Rambam quotes it, and he thinks it applies across the board, but he does quote that there's a deal that says only by gittin v'kiddushin. The Rambam here says, even though they don't have a raya, I think it makes sense. Let me give a svara. Says the Ravid. Avo bishein raya ladavar, zecher ladavar, v'tam gadol ladavar. What's the reason? What's the reason that you would only need it by kiddushin v'gerushin? V'zemuskar karko nosno v'omer. He says, let's say I'm selling a property. I'm selling something. So I sell it to you on condition that it rains tomorrow. And I don't double it. So why should you say that's needed there, that you need to double it? I'm saying explicitly, I'm only selling it to you if this occurs. So says the Ravid, it makes a lot of sense that you don't say the thing takes place unless the Tanai is fulfilled. That's why you never need Tanai Kafel. Because Lamaisa, listen to what you said. I by Gittin v'Kiddushin, says the Ravid. These are such important events. You're not going to start fooling around with it. You're not going to start it unless you're serious about it. And therefore, even if you make a little Tanai, we're going to say you still meant to get married or divorced. Unless you double it. Unless you do Mishpatei Atzinayim. Because it's such a serious context. Avo gittin v'kiddushin om din daitohu mikivan shenosan daito lagarish o lakadesh ein atzinayim ela kemaflik bidvarim v'kirib adas v'richak adas ein tzinayim mo'al o l'rachik ulakarif elem kein chizkan b'kiflo u'b'chala enyan v'chulu. So what does the Ravid say? Gittin v'kiddushin is too serious of a context. You don't play around. And therefore, if you'd said it, then we're going to say you're married or you're divorced unless you double the Tanai. But all other contexts, we don't say that. Where else do we have such a svara? So, Ben Hashem will have this in a couple of months. All the way at the end of Nedarim. If you look later on Daf Pei Zayin, that is one of the most important Gemaras in Shas for the Sugya of Toch Kedei Dibur, about going back within a few seconds. The Gemara there says that you could be chozer toke de dibur, hamelach hakadosh, and you can always be chozer toke de dibur, except by four contexts: megadef, avodah zara, kiddushin and gerushin. Why not? If somebody says harayim kodesh libur kadas moshe b'Yisrael tashoging, so the Gemara says you're married. You can't go back toke de dibur. Why not? Why can't you go back? So the Ron says there exactly what the Ravid says over here. The Ron says, because people don't joke around by marriage. If you did it, you did it. That's a Gemira's Das, and we assume you're serious. And you can't even go back. That's his Lashon there. He says, Kishadam Ose Osam, he says, Debisharmi li delo chamiri kulehai kshadam osa osan lo begemar daitu osa ela daitu sheyachol achzer botok de dibur avolhani kiven de chamiri kulehai ein adam osa osam ela baskama gemura. That's top 10 Ron right there. Pei Zayin ubi shum hachi chazar afil tok de dibur lo mahani. That's the Ron Pei Zayin Amud Aleph later on here in Nedarim. So that is the Ron. Put that with the Ravid here. Just leave you with another question, and then we'll finish up over here. The question that is asked on this day, though, of the Rambam's Rebbe's or the Ravid is, well, what's the whole source of Tanoim? B'nei Gana B'nei Ruvain. Isn't that Dinei Mamonis? That's not Kiddushin and Gerushin. So how could the whole source of Tanoim be B'nei Gana B'nei Ruvain, and you're going to limit it to cases of Kiddushin and Gerushin? So, we've dealt with that question in the past. I'm not going to get back into that right now. But you have to go down the lines of B'nei Gana B'nei Ruvain wasn't just a case of Mominus. There is some level of Isser there. We're married to Eretz Yisrael. You could suggest Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. There's a comparison between marriage and buying a piece of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is not for now. Let's finish up, though. Says the Gemara two dots. Let's start the next question. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following interesting question. Hare alai ki besar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim. We know that a carbon shlamim is kashe kalim, and there is a heter to eat shlamim after zrikas adam. Before zrikas adam, then the fats have to be burned on the mizbeach, and the meat is aser. But once there's zrikas adam, so by a shlamim, part of the shlamim goes to the kohen, the chazay and the shok go to the kohen, and the rest of the meat is mutter to the bialim. What happens if a person says, this should be like the meat of a shlamim after zrikas adam? So what does the person mean? L'maisa, that meat is mutter. But at root, it was a carbon. Mahu. E de ka'amar, bahadein lishna, behatera ka'matvis. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, if you use that lashon, you're being matvis bedavar hamutter. Nothing to talk about. No. Ella, let's clarify. Kegon de machis basar zivche shlamim umachis hetera gabe. There is a piece of the shlamim, and there's another piece of meat right next to it. The amar zekaze. This should be like this. So what does he mean? My biikaro kamatvis o behetera kamatvis. Do you go by the root of how this started out? This is a carbon shlamim. Or do I say no? Lamaisa, right now it is mutter, and therefore it is not usser. Says again, Reb Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas, this is not an issue of an umdana. This is not a question of what does the person mean. Even if we know what the person means, it's a lashon issue. Says Reb Chaim in Kufta Diches, Eina chakira bedas ha'adam eichu daito, I hitvis iser hakodem o bedahashta, Ela ha'she'ela I matvis be'ikar ha'davar, Shehu sibas ha'iser, Hainu b'chalos ha'kedusha, Lahem, O be'isurim ha'nimsa'im ba'o achshav. That's the shayla, that's the root shayla here. Not about what he means, but again, the language issue. Nedarim is not only an issue about what people meant, but it's about how do we understand the words that were said. That is what creates the neder. Also, you have to have piva libo shaman, but the neder has to be subject to the rules of the words itself, and therefore we have to know exactly what those words mean, even if the language, we know what he meant, the language has to be clear. Okay, we're going to stop there. Just wanted to fit in one more point. Once we're talking about in the lichulins, lachulins, there is, you might say, what does this have to do with me? So there's a tour. The tour in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. The tour says, the tour quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this discussion, but it's the tour. The Maharami Rutenberg says, when you say Zachreinu L'chaim, you have to make sure to say Zachreinu L'chaim, not L'chaim, because that might mean something that you don't want it to mean. Zachreinu L'chaim b'shva v'lo L'chaim b'patach, ki L'chaim lo mashma, L'chaim mashma lo chayim, ki de'isa b'nedarim, L'chulin kamo L'chulin. Where is this Mishnah mentioned in Tur Arachayim? That's today's trivia question. Right here, in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, says the Bach right here, quoting Rav Avrund of Prague and the Marshal, why is this the only time when we're machpid on this? There are so many other times that we say these types of words throughout the year, and only here the Torah quotes, the Maharami Rutenberg, be careful about it. So you know what the Bach says? We don't play around during Aseret Simei Tshuva. Right, we don't want to mess around. During this time of year, you know, we have to be very careful. Why doesn't he tour say it in Hilchas Hashkivenu? He says, Ela Yire Ha'ikar, Shalom Hikmet al Brashan Via Makipurim, Sha'anu Tluyim Bedin, Fahasatan Mikatreg, Lomar Pivek Shiloh. Ah, look what he asked for. Right? So we want to be very careful there when it comes to that day. Right? We don't want to say lo chayim, and we want to be very careful. Even though me'ikar adin, it should be okay any time of year. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll continue.